God will call you into something that you have the exact opposite station. And what I mean by that, so you mentioned, you know, you deal with depression, and it's a real thing. And it seemed like it, sometimes it would just overtake you and you just feel it and you have to keep busy. But yet you find not just happiness, but joy in creating happiness for others. Yep. That's an inverse effect, an inverse production. It's like he takes your weakness and he gives you grace. And the grace and the anointing, who we say in church, is for others, right? Inverse production. With you creating these moments for other people, how has that emboldened you? Because what I've learned as a leader, a lot of your success, at least I would say true success, is not always transactional. Like sometimes the reason why we do is because of how we make others feel, the joy, the places we can bring, the confidence we can instill in others. How has this made you better for others?
So I've always worked in like human service. Yeah. I've always worked in a field to help others, to encourage others. That's what I really love to do. I love to be that person for a person who doesn't have a person.
Y'all, welcome back to another episode of the CVMK Show, because it is what it is. It's the best podcast. No, scratch that. It's the best show on earth. You know why? Because who else is going to give you faith, business, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and ratchetness all in the same show? The one, the only, the CVMK Show, because it's the CVMK Experience. I'm your host, Mr. CVMK himself. Look, I want to thank the fans. Without you, none of this is possible. You know, we've eclipsed over 14,000 subscribers on YouTube. Thank you, guys. You guys have been amazing. We're going to get, I said, look, we're going to break 100,000 this year. You know, some way, somehow, as the gospel song says, we're going to make it. Jesus on my side. We're going to make it. In the words of Jadakiss, we're going to make it. Right? So we're going to get there. Look, Stephen K underscore global. You guys have been fantastic. It is what it is. Underscore show. Stephen K 33. TikTok. Stephen K globe. Yo, there's an app. This is the plug for all you content creators. Fan base. Connect with us on CVNK Global and on X, CVNK underscore global. I think it's just CVNK Global. Yeah, it's CVNK Global. Where it goes down and the best supplements on the face of the planet, www.cvmkglobal.store. We have an amazing episode featuring an amazing leader, a CEO who is changing the world of design and decor. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm a little tired after I just got back from the gym, so that pre-working tablet. We have no other than not the co-founder, but the CEO and founder, Renee. She's going to talk to us about her company, Beautiful Designs and Decor, and just her story, how she got into this, after a quick word from our sponsors. Brittany, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
No problem.
Look, I appreciate you. My wife shows me a photo. I think it was last week. So look what she did with this cake. I thought it was like a pair of Jordans. I was like, what are we looking at here? She made this. She made this as a cake. I tell you, I was like, all right. I was like, that's cool. You know, I've seen, you know, that's really just, you know, nifty and, you know. She's like, you need to get, I'm telling you, she's doing her things. So I was like, all right, let me reach
out. And, thank you. Know,
so we want to know, first of all, for them that do not know, if you can just give a little brief background introduction of who Brittany is, and then we'll get into this show.
Well, my name is Brittany Mayfield. I own Beautiful Designs and Decor. It is a custom decor shop. I like to do shirts, party decor, anything for parties, basically. I love birthdays. Birthdays are my thing. So now I do cakes, treats, and sweets. I've been doing it since about 20. I've been doing it all my life, but I made it my business in 2021. So that's my story. I just love to create things, and I love birthdays and holidays. So I love to help people celebrate.
Cool. So you built this business around the industry and the niche of event fitting or event planning, event spatial design. And this has been an interesting phenomenon. I think pre-pandemic, there wasn't a lot of what I would say, all in all, companies that were really dedicating their talents to creating the ambiance, right? From A to Z, right? From the decorations to the color schemes to the food selection to the whole experience. And that's what you're about, creating experiences, right? Transforming experiences. And then you kind of see this uptick. But I always say, you know, what separates the good from the bad is longevity. Yes. And, you know, you continued, right? You're continuing and you're continuing. So to this point, what has been your why? Like, what is pushing you to compete in this space and to be a mainstay in this space?
I think I have two.
Okay.
I think my first why is my son. I just want to show him that anytime you feel like you want to do something, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're not good at it at first, just keep going. Like, there's never a wrong answer to anything. It might not be the right one, but you can roundabout try to figure out how to make it work, you know, because I was terrible at this at first. You know, I mean, I started from nothing. So my why would be my son. I want to show him that with practice, anything can work, you know. Everything works out once you practice and you pray over it and you study it and you put in the hard work and dedication. And I think my other why is just me. I want to prove to myself that the vision inside of my head, I can see it. You know, like, to believe in yourself and to do something that you're shocked that you're doing.
Yeah.
Is awesome. Because every time I do something, I'm like, wow, that actually turned out how I saw it. You know, because I can't draw to save my life at all. I can draw an amazing stick figure. He can even, like, ride a bike. He's so cool. But, like, everything else I can't do. I'm not artistic. Like, sure. I can't draw. But with these cakes, it just comes so natural. It feels like a God-given talent because I didn't know I had this talent. I didn't know I possessed this.
Sure.
So, I mean, I knew I could make a cake taste good, but decorating it, I didn't think that I had the niche. I didn't know.
So you mentioned the whys, and you said something, you say, I see it. And that is, I think, the sign of pure leadership and pure innovation. To see something that others cannot.
Yes.
Because that's where faith is. I see it and others can't. It's an intent. It is, I can't say it's intangible. It is a disclosed truth that is not yet revealed unto the masses. That's, yes. I'm a reword Paul or the Pauline writer, and that's how I'm going to label faith. So you see this thing and you pursue it. And you mentioned your son. And then yourself. I am learning that usually purpose is birthed out of pain. And to mention him, and then to mention you, this interconnection, what was that moment when it was like, I gotta do this? Like that moment, like, I gotta do this.
So since you said it, it was birthed from pain. So I think we all have a story to tell, you know, and I think it's important to show people that even in your darkest times, that like, you can make something beautiful out of it. So I suffer from depression. Like, I'm not sure why, you know, it just comes and goes. I've always had it. So some days I'm happy, some days I'm not. So I have to keep my hands busy. So like my depression used to get debilitating. Like I just, I wasn't okay for several times, several days. I just felt like I couldn't keep going, you know? So I felt like I was cheating myself and I was cheating my child. I felt like I have to find something to keep my hands busy, to keep my head out of whatever is going on.
Yeah.
You know, because I could have a great day and then like all of a sudden, whatever depression is, however that comes about, it would manifest. And then it's like, now I'm just sad. I'm not okay.
Right,
you know, so I found keeping myself busy keeps myself out of my head. So I just started creating things. I've always created things. Even like as a young child, I would build stuff. I love building. So I love buying things to build. Like I built this little curio cabinet. I love that. I love to keep my hands busy. I love to do things, busy work. So it started off as just me making things around my house. So I was like, okay, I want to kind of spruce up my room. Don't really want to break the bank. Let me just go out and buy some materials and make some stuff. So then I put a couple things that I made online, and this lady named Vicky, her name is, what's Vicky's last name? Jesus, I forgot. Her name is Vicky. Yeah, but she recently passed away, but she told me to start selling it. And at first I was like, no, you know, I don't really want to do that. You know, I just didn't want, I'm not a competitive person. It's more me against me instead of me against anybody else, you know? So she told me to start selling it. She told me about four times. That fifth time I was like, okay, I'm gonna try it. So then I did, you know, I started kind of promoting myself. And then she has this Black Woman's Expo. And then I became a part of that. She had it 1 year. I went to it and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Right. So the next year I was like, I'm gonna be in it, you know, just to see what happens, just to see if my stuff will sell, just to see if they actually like the products that I was bringing, you know. So I did it and I had an amazing turnout. So then I started doing like party decor. I was doing shirts. I was making cups. I was doing anything under the sun that you can think of. Anything that somebody could have customized is what I did. You know, my big thing is birthday parties. I love my birthday. Like my birthday is a holiday. I celebrate for the whole month. You know, I love a birthday. So I always like to see people be happy in those moments. So I always make sure that people feel loved around their birthday and people feel loved around me in general. You know, definitely not a perfect person, but I do want people to feel comfortable around me. I want them to have a good time. I want them to know that, hey, I thought about you. So here's something that I found that you would like, you know? So out of this whole thing kind of just came everything, actually, you know, just finding new things to do. And, my sister actually was the one who got me started in cakes because her birthday was coming up. And like I said, I love a birthday.
Yeah.
So I wanted to show something, you know, I wanted to do something for her to show my appreciation. So I made her like a little number cake. It was not that cute, but it tastes good. So I made that, you know, and then COVID hit. So I always throw my son like big birthday parties or try to plan him something big, something nice. So he was going to have a TikTok party. It's when TikTok first came out. So we were going to have this big TikTok party and I did all of the stuff, all of his, little party favors. I did like a little banner. I did all of the things, right?
Right.
COVID hit. I had this girl who was going to do his little TikTok cake. So COVID hit, couldn't do it. So I ended up making him a Fortnite cake. Cause that's when Fortnite came out too. Mm-hmm. It was ugliest cake in the world, but it tastes good. So I got all of the ingredients from Dollar General.
Okay.
And I think I went down to Hobby Lobby to get the food coloring. Didn't really know what I was doing, but I kind of made it work. And I had a Cricut. So I made a bunch of stuff to go around the theme. And then a girl reached out to me. Her name is Brittany. Her name is Brittany King. And she said that she wanted me to make her daughter's birthday cake. I was like, girl, I don't know what I'm doing. and she believed in me and she was like, you can do it. And I was still like, we don't know what this is going to look like, but I'm going to try. So I made it. She loved it. Her daughter took pictures with it. And then people kind of just kept asking me to make stuff, kept asking me to make cakes. And I was like, I mean, I'll try it. You know, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm game to try anything. You know, like, you want me to make a cake? Look, let's figure it out. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm going to try my best. So it just really just flourished from there.
I like it. I like it. Look, when we get back, I want to talk about inverse productivity, and I'll explain what that means after a quick word from our sponsors.
Unfortunately, every day is not a day of spring. Life is filled with toxic temptations designed to entice you, to destroy you, to manipulate you, to poison you, to harm you, to cancel you, and to make you sick. And at CVMK, we've designed supplements so that you can fight back. You can be who you were destined to be. You can unleash the hero within. With our signature supplement line, go to www.cvmkglobal.store.
Y'all got with me right here. I know you can see it. It's our number one seller, but it's shortly being replaced by Warrior Thirst, which is becoming our number one seller. Pre-workout superpower. I want y'all to get the body you deserve to have. Look, I know it's freezing. I live in Chicago. It was warmer in February than it is right here in April, and it snowed today. But in two more months, that snow going to be gone. And you're going to be still taking pictures with filters on. I want you to get past the filter phase and get into the into the real phase, but you got to do it with the best sports supplements. I can get you there. I can get you there with enough effort. But you go get the you go get the supplements. I was in something else. You go get the supplements today at www.cvkglobal.store. You will not be disappointed. Everything's there. Proteins. What I got with me right now. Transform to the Theway protein. To everything. We got a new product drop coming up. Look. www.cvmkglobal.store. You will not be disappointed. Trust me. Use code CVMK for 20% off. All right. So we talk about inverse productivity. Mm-hmm. Here's what I mean by it. God will call you into something that you have the exact opposite station. And what I mean by that, so you mentioned, you know, you deal with depression, and it's a real thing. And it seemed like it, sometimes it would just overtake you and you just feel it and you have to keep busy, but yet you find not just happiness but joy in creating happiness for others. That's an inverse effect, an inverse production. It's like he takes your weakness and he gives you grace, and the grace and the anointing, who we say in church, is for others, right? Inverse production. With you creating these moments for other people, how has that emboldened you? Because what I've learned as a leader, a lot of your success, at least I would say true success, it's not always transactional. Like sometimes the reason why we do is because of how we make others feel, the joy, the places we can bring, the confidence we can instill in others. How has this made you better for others?
So I've always worked in like human service. Yeah. I've always worked in a field to help others, to encourage others. That's what I really love to do. I love to be that person for a person who doesn't have a person, if that makes any sense.
Makes sense.
You know, I always tell my clients or whoever, like, it's more than a job for me. Sure. You know, I have to honestly love what I do, you know, to be able to be in this field. I don't want to ever work a job that I feel like I'm not giving my all, you know? So I think since I have that like mentality of like, I'm gonna make sure that you're good, it makes me good. Mm-hmm. You know, so it kind of gives me, I don't know, it kind of just gives me joy and honor that people let me be a part of their special day. You know, like I'm not actually there, but sure. Then they see the cakes and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. You know, like this is better than I thought. Or, you know, it just motivates me to keep going. You know, it's a real honor for somebody to say, hey, my child is having a birthday party, or I'm having a birthday party, or my mom, you know, and they love what they saw on your page. Can you make this kind of thing? You know, it's just, I don't know. I just love making people smile. Like, it's my favorite thing to do. I love celebrating people. I just like to have people be around me and be happy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even when I'm not my happiest, I'm most happy when other people are good.
So as a business leader, how do we turn this into dollars, right? Like, how have you taken your business model and created sustainability? Because like any business is competitive. I mean, I have competitors, right? Like, mm-hmm. I personally think our stuff is the best, you know, but there's a 6'5", you know, former wrestler, still wrestles, not too sure, Hollywood star that likes to, you know, promote his product. And it's cool. You know, some people are into boulders. Some people are into you know, stones. No, I'm not good. But this is better than that. But anyway, how are you differentiating your brand from others?
I'm just me.
Sure.
And I don't really compete with nobody. Like, if anything, I'm always like, man, did you see this girl's cakes? Like, she is cold. Like, that's my inspiration, you know? Mm. Like, I never look at, like, I never want to be like, oh, don't go over here, you know, because that's just not me. I don't care who you shop with, baby, just shop. As long as it's good, as long as it's nice, but you know that you're going to get a quality product from me. You know I'm going to put my all into it, and people who know me know that, yeah. You know? And people who's bought from me know that. So word of mouth and just being a good person and making sure that I really give them something that they would enjoy. I don't give anybody anything I wouldn't want, you know? So I like to put my heart and my soul in everything. And I'm very upfront and honest. If it's something that I feel like I haven't done, I always be like, look, I ain't did this before, but we gonna work it out. You know, like, I'll try my best to get it done, but I just put my all in it. And I'm just very honest and I'm fair and I give them a fair price, you know? And I just let them know, like, hey, we'll get it together on the back end. Or if they show me something and I'm like, I'm not sure, but let me do some research to see how I can make it work. I feel like that kind of sets me apart, you yeah. know, just because I'm just so honest with them. I don't lie or say, you know, oh, I've done this before, especially if I haven't, you know, because half the time, I mean, I'm starting out, so I don't know what I'm doing most of the time. But it comes together by the grace of God, honestly.
I like it. Like, I really do. I want to shift gears and talk about the future of beautiful designs and decor. I'm going to take a quick break from our sponsors, and we're going to talk about longevity and vision for the business after this break.
There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CBMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid-free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cbmkglobal.store.
Y'all, www.cbmkglobal.store. Y'all tripping. It comes right to your door like Amazon. www.cbmkglobal.store. Click on signature supplements. Wow, right there. But we got some. Look, we have both. It's going to be a game changer. I'm telling you, this summer is going to be a game changer. www.cbmkglobal.store. Okay, so without a vision, my people perish. The first challenge, division is endurance. Mm-hmm. How have you managed to keep going? You know, because you know, business can be great. I mm-hmm. think there's times you're like, oh my gosh, I found my purpose. I found my purpose. And then every time you'd be like, I'm sick of this. You know, like, yeah. And anybody else say anything, I'm tired of, you know, running up my credit card. No, like you can get to the point where you just hit a, I won't say a dead spot, but what I would say, like a temporary hole.
You know? Like a plateau.
Yeah, plateau. And you mm-hmm. can plateau in the valley.
Yeah.
You know, how have you managed to get through these plateaus?
I make sure that I take breaks. Okay. I make sure that I prioritize my health, because there was a time where I was running myself raggedy trying to do everybody cake just because I wanted a new experience. I wanted to try everything. I wanted to do everything.
Yeah.
But I realized if I'm not good, my work isn't good. My mental health isn't good. So I prioritize myself. I get regular massages. I go to church. I pray. I do stuff with my family. You know, I do stuff with my friends. I take vacations. Yeah. You know, so I make sure that I'm good. Because I can't do everything. And sometimes that's my problem. I want to be everywhere and do everything for everything. So I have to make sure that I prioritize me. So that's kind of how I keep going. And learning how to say no. I was bad at that. Horrible at learning how to say no. You know, I would be like, oh, yeah, I can do that. And knowing it's going to take so much out of me. But I want to see, you know, people happy. So I had to learn how to say no. You know, like, I'm so sorry I don't have time for that. Or I'm so sorry I have something else planned. Or my body just can't take anymore right now. You know, so I got to take a break. So
I like it. I like it. Learning to say no. I said when I turned 30, no became a real word in my vocabulary. Yes. As I get closer to 40, no is like the first word in my vocabulary. I'm like, nah, you're making it tonight, Reverend. No, but prioritizing your wellness is essential for continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel, I also feel like finding your tribe is needed and is needful. Mm-hmm. One of the lessons that I'm learning is that your tribe is not who you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as you love your peers and your family and, you know, who you grew up with, whoever and however, anytime you take a trajectory shift, they usually don't shift with you for whatever reason. It's not always ill-intentional, but it's the truth nevertheless. How have you dealt with embracing the fact that, you know, in our culture, we say skin folk ain't always kin folk.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, business folk don't always look like family, right? Mm-hmm. So how have you embraced accepting a new tribe?
Well, I would have to say I don't have that problem, actually. Like, sure. All of my best friends support me. I've been having the same best friends since middle school. Those are my sisters. Mm. You know, they all encourage me. They all support me. I just made my best friend her son's birthday cake. I've been making his cakes since I've been doing cakes.
Sure.
My other best friend, I've been making her birthday cakes. Then I got another best friend. I make cakes and shirts and stuff for her. All of my friends have supported me, and I support all of my friends. I probably have the best group of friends ever, like, hands down, no lie. Like, we are sisters to the core. Like, we might fuss and fight sometimes, but can't nobody say nothing about neither one of us, because we're going to get at you. You know, that's my family. And then my family on top of that, my family's so supportive. So I do see those posts. I see those posts where it's like, your family and friends won't be your customers. But my family and friends have been my customers since day one. Since I jumped out on faith, my friends have came to see me at my first expo. They came to see me at my second one, my third one. They were supportive. They sent money, say, hey, if you need anything, hey, if you need business cards, you know, we know that we're just here to help you. My friends are the best. My family is the best. My mom is so supportive. She's helping me with everything. She's been at every expo. On the nights where I'm like, I can't do this, my mom is like, you can do it. So I don't have that problem. I mean, I do have a good tribe of people around me, and I've met some phenomenal people along the way, but my core, I would not trade my core for anything in this world. I love my circle. I love the people that I have around me. They're all successful women. We all uplift each other. I have the most amazing friends that I think I could ever ask for. We're not perfect, but I let them girls down, and they love me too.
Well, shout out to the friends. All right, well, look, that is a rarity. That is a rarity, and you are blessed beyond millions. I know I want to appreciate you. You've been absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, end talking about, you know, the next phase for Beautiful Designs and Decor, and where the people can connect with you, after a quick word from our sponsors.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower pre-workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower pre-workout to be your own hero.
Yo, www.cvmkglobal.store, your only source for health, wellness, fitness supplements, and apparel. www.cvmkglobal.store. All right, so the next phase, right? The next phase. My uncle said this to me when I was in college. The next thing is the next thing. Now that I've gotten older, I kind of understand what he meant, or he means by it. For you, what is the next thing for Beautiful Designs and Decor?
So the next thing I think I want to get into is my new favorite passion. I want to do sculpture cakes, realistic cakes. So my first sculpture cake I did was a scream cake. So it was a scream mask, yeah. And it was his body, and it looked like him. I like to do those kind of cakes. That's why I made my son that shoe cake, because yeah. I like to take things that look like one thing and see if I can create them into cake. That's my next thing. I want to do sculptures. I want to do realistic cakes. I would love to do like a storefront, but I do work full time. And I love what I do. So I kind of have the best of both worlds almost. Like, I love to do this in the daytime and this when I can, or at night. But I would love to have like a storefront. I would love to do cakes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know. But right now I'm just taking it a day at a time, because right now for me that's not realistic, and I understand that. I really thrive on reality. Not saying that God can't get in and change it, which sure. He can, but for me right now, I'm just content with how life is going, and I just pray that He just keeps blessing me with more talent, because I don't even know where it came from, honestly.
Sure. Yeah, I like it. All right, where can they connect you? Say, look, I dig what you do. I see the sculpture cake. I saw the Jordan shoe. You know, I want to support you. Where can the people reach out to you and connect with you?
So I do have a Facebook page. It's Beautiful Designs and Decor. I am currently working on a website. It's been a long time coming, but I'm getting it done. Sure. So I'm currently working on a website. That way I can kind of get a little bit more world renowned instead of just on Facebook. I am on TikTok. I do believe I don't know my Instagram information, so I'm not on Instagram. But I do have just the Facebook page is the best way to connect with me at the moment.
What's the name of the Facebook page?
Beautiful Designs and Decor.
Y'all, connect with Brittany on the Facebook page, Beautiful Designs and Decor. Mm-hmm. If you want to keep seeing leaders like we have on today, you know what you got to do. It's your boy of YouTube. One word, four letters, CVMK. It's really simple, y'all. If you can't spell, you're in trouble. CVMK. It is what it is. _ show on the gram. CVMK _global. CVMK 33. TikTok, CVMK Globe. Snapchat, CVMK Global. Fanbase, CVMK Global. X, CVMK Global. And where the best supplements are, www.cvmkglobal.com. store. And until next time, guys,
if you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape, and it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.